Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this observance of the baptism of our Lord. The Old Testament reading for today gives comfort to God's people. The verses just before this present Israel as deaf and blind, suffering the ravages of war and pillage, showing the wrath of the Lord. Here we are given comfort that comes from God's redemption of his people. I have called you by name, you are mine. In this section, Isaiah uses the common Hebrew literary device of paralleling or contrasting each idea that is presented. Peace is conveyed in two statements of the Lord. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. Fear not, for I am with you. We pray for this in the hymn, Lord, take my hand and lead me.
A reading from the 43rd chapter of the prophet Isaiah. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you, I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
The salvation that Christ earned for us by his death and resurrection is spoken of by St. Paul in his letter to the church at Rome. He reminds the faithful that all who were baptized were baptized into the death of Christ Jesus. Through his death and resurrection, they also share in death and resurrection. In these verses, St. Paul answers the question, how can we who died to sin still live in it? With the conclusion, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. We joyfully sing of our own baptism in the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It.
A reading from the sixth chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Today's Gospel reading tells of John preaching and baptizing. The importance of baptism is confirmed by the fact that Jesus, who needed no forgiveness for any sin, was baptized by John. At this event, the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus as a dove, and God the Father proclaimed Jesus as his beloved Son, therefore true God. We sing of this in the hymn, From God the Father, Virgin Born.
A reading from the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased.
Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school are offered immediately following the service for all ages. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. This coming Wednesday evening, January 15, offers a continuation of our generational joyful groups with a focus this time on the joyful journey or fellowship for all adults. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, may you rejoice in the Lord always and for the rest of your life.